today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
If you would stop trying to do everything, you got to fix this. If you would just sit down and let God work it out. God has his eye on the seed, and he's not going to let the devil eat them up, but you got to release them to God. Some of us are holding on too tight. You got to release them to God, just like your mama released you, just like you had to release others. You got to release them to God. I know it's your favorite. I know you cry. I know it hurts, but you got to turn them over to God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Mosaic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
And the church is supposed to pray for the nation of Israel. I've had a chance to visit it twice. It's a little turmoil over there, but I'm glad I had that chance. And I'm glad as a young minister that I had the chance to visit the nation and to experience the smell. I had a chance to visit coffee shops, and I sat down with a man named Saul while I was there. And so when I paid for my coffee, I told him to keep the change, and he rebuked me. "What's wrong with you Americans?" I said, "Sir? Sir? What's your name?" "Saul." I said, "All right, okay, I understand now. I understand your name's Saul." He said, if I had all of the pennies you throw away. You don't respect the penny. That's what he said to me. You don't respect the penny. You throw it away. You don't budget. You don't save. He was telling the truth. And I sat my behind down and I let him instruct me. And he was really, he was real harsh with it. "You don't respect money. You don't respect anything." He was talking to me like that. And I sat down. I said, "You're right. So give me my pennies back." Give me my pennies. And I started putting pennies in jars. That's one of the ways we're paying for Megan's college. Is with the pennies we were throwing away. It's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. You have enough pennies thrown away to send your kid to college. And that's the man that shifted me. And I looked and saw how God worked with it. When I went to Zion, to go into Zion, they have what they call all of the kings of Israel are buried on Zion. But I was looking for a huge mountain, but it's like a hill. It's called Mount Zion. But David is revered now. To go into the tomb of David, you must cover your head and bow. Today. And it's probably one of the most surreal moments of my visit. Because his name is called out now. The Bible says, "I will make your name great." Even way after the man's bones are waxed white, Israel still honors King David. And so you bow your head as you go by his tomb. Thank you, Lord. It's revered to this day. I got teary-eyed. I got teary-eyed. And what Jesus taught, the Beatitudes, is near the Sea of Galilee, coming out of Capernaum. And I'm sitting there on a rock and I could see him teaching. I could see it. And I looked up and the way the sun was shining, a light was like coming from Capernaum, shining on the sea. And in my vision, I could see him walking there for the first time, walking around the Sea of Galilee to his headquarters called Capernaum. And I couldn't stop. I saw it. I thank God that he put me in the Word because it started coming alive. And then they took us to the upper room. And while in the upper room, I went in the corner by myself. And the Spirit of God came on me. And I felt the Holy Spirit. And it was amazing. And then they took us to Masada in the desert. It's a rock in a weary land. Out of all of this desert, right, here's this huge rock. It's huge. It's a huge mountain, but it's just a rock. And you have to take a cable in a cart all the way up there. You can't climb it. And so they take you up there. When you get on the top of it, you still realize the scriptures of Jesus, I'm a rock in the weary land. I believe David looked at that rock and said, when my heart is overwhelmed, take me to the rock that's higher than I am. And adjacent to that is the sea, the Dead Sea, where nothing grows. It's like salt. And when you get in it, you can't drown. You're buoyant, like from your waist. And your feet are hitting nothing. And you're buoyant from your waist, you can't drown. And people were going there, putting their skin conditions in it. And Ezekiel said, I saw water coming from the throne. And as the water was coming from the throne, it began to move out. And everything that was along the river as it moved to the Dead Sea was healed. And this water that was coming from the throne actually gave life to the Dead Sea. And I saw it. The scripture were coming alive to me. I could see it. That he made covenant with this nation. Glory to God. And then we're riding along and they stopped and water was coming out of this place called Thyatira, Tyrus. And it got out and water was coming out of the ground and it was warm and I put my hands in it. Like I was young like that, but I was, first time I went to a movie theater, I was a grown man. I'm maybe 19 or whatever. The church we were in didn't allow us to go to movies. So Nick and I, we got in my car and we went down to Fort Pierce to sneak to the movies. We went out on the beach, and we went out on the beach, you know, he was always like talking to girls. So he was out in the water, and they all gathered around. I said, Nick, it's time to come home, man. He said, hold up, fella. He had a cast on. He had it somehow or another out the water. Anyway, we went to the movie. We snuck to the movies. And we were in there, right? Because when I see something, when I was young, when I see something I've never seen before, I was vocal. So when I went in the movies, we was watching Firefox or something. And the way it was, the special effects, we were making sound. Oh, whoa! I was loud like that. Everybody's like, shh, I didn't know. Anyway, we get back to my car and we lock the keys in it. And I grabbed my head. I said, God is punishing us, man. He said, shut up. All we need is a hanger. I said, what? And he found a hanger from somewhere. And he popped the lock. And my heart was at ease. I thought I had to go and repent. All of these things come back to you when God starts giving you revelation. That he was watching over me in my innocence, giving direction to my steps, and he took me to Israel. He took me to Masada, to the Dead Sea. How do I come from that naivete? And now I'm standing on Sinai. Only God can do that, right? That he loves a nation. He loved this nation so much that he took them out of Egypt on eagle's wings, brought them into their own land under the direction of Joshua, knocked out those kingdoms, and they're still there today. Even when Nebuchadnezzar came in and took all of them away, he told Nehemiah, if you disobey me, I will scatter you to the wind. But if you repent, the same grains of sand that I scattered to the wind, I'll call for those same grains and replant you in your land. And in the 40s, it happened again. Many of you were born in the 40s. The United Nations and other nations pulled Israel and reestablished it. And called for the Jews to come home, which is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. You know why? Because of this covenant right here. And if you ever doubt covenant, look at the nation. That's what he wants you to see. If you ever doubt if he's going to bring you out, you're supposed to look over your shoulder, over the Atlantic Ocean, and see right to the east of the Mediterranean Sea, coming into Tel Aviv, is a plot of land that no nation can take. He even raised up America to protect it. Barack Obama, Hussein Obama created the Iron Dome. It is a technology that if they shoot bombs up in there, they burst in air, it can't land in the city. That's what Ukraine wants right now, the Iron Dome. Who set it up? America did. America, America. God shed his grace on thee. You found your good in brotherhood with peace and harmony. Why? Because God raised up America, not just to be the greatest, but to make sure you cover this plot of land. That's why all presidents have become a friend of Israel. Even if they don't like everything they do, they make sure billions are pumped there because it's fulfilling Bible prophecy. And for all you all that say, why are we blessing Israel? Because that's what God say do. You don't have to understand it or like it. Just obey God. And if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, something will happen in your house. I had a bunch of black men come to me. Why are you praying for Israel? You should pray for your own people. I do. But I also obey God. Step out of your ethnicity, man, and obey God. And pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and it will go well with you. Glory to God. You don't have to understand it or agree with it. I pray for Nigeria. I pray for Niger. I pray for all of the Egypt. I pray for all of the nations of Africa. And I pray for the world. But I pray for Jerusalem. And you should pray for Jerusalem as well. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. God wanted to pull his people out of Egypt to establish a nation. I want to show you one thing here. Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. Now, these are the names of the children of Israel, or the children of Jacob. When he came to Egypt, every man in his household came with him. Jacob, then Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Then you have Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Okay, the 12 sons, right? Glory to God. And all of the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Joseph was in Egypt already. And Jacob died, and all his brethren, and all the generation, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Notice, now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. And he set up a plot to destroy all of the male children. If you have a male, midwives, this is his decree. I want you to take them and kill them. Or throw them in the Nile and let them get eaten up by alligators or crocodiles. Millions of them. But the Bible says Moses' mother looked at the fluffy one. If you read the text, it says he was a goodly child, which means he was fluffy. 8 pounds, 9 pounds. Healthy when he came out, smiling, coming out of the womb. Happy baby. And she said, I just can't do it. And she preserved him. But she had to get rid of him because the decree was you got to get rid of him. So you know what she did? She created a basket a basket of bulrushes. And in the Hebrew, the same word for basket is the same word for ark. She created an ark, a small one, just like Noah did. She made sure it wouldn't sink. And she put the babe there. I can't keep you. But I believe. I believe if I give you to God, somehow he will. Didn't know that her legs, her arms, her heart was being traced by God himself. That he selected the lad from his mother's womb to lead a nation out of bondage, and God was going to carry them on eagle's wings to allow them to settle in Palestine and create a nation called Israel, the five-star nation. Thank you, Lord. And the Bible says, Pharaoh's daughter, the very man that's trying to kill them all, just happened to be down there. If you stop trying to do it all and release them to God, if you would stop trying to do everything, you got to fix this. If you would just sit down and let God work it out. God has his eye on the seed, and he's not going to let the devil eat them up, but you got to release them to God. Some of us are holding on too tight. You got to release them to God, just like your mama released you, just like you had to release others. You got to release them to God. I know it's your favorite. I know you cry. I know it hurts, but you got to turn them over to God. It is more dangerous for them to stay in the state that they're in than it is for you to release them to God. If you don't, they will be locked up in eternal childhood, which is a prison to their growth. Over-nurtured and underdeveloped, you got to release them to God. But when you do, he'll take it. God directed that woman. She was barren, couldn't have babies. But when she saw him, her heart beated for him. And God is putting somebody around yours that's going to love them just like you do. And he's going to make sure they got everything they need. He's going to make sure that she love them, that she loved them just like his mama was. And his mama's sitting over there, can't say nothing. She can't scream and say, that's mine. Because she's supposed to kill him. She couldn't say nothing. She just said, God, don't throw him in the Nile. She just prayed. Under her breath.
Don't throw him away, please. Please don't throw him away. Please, please. It's in your hands, God. It's in your hands. 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 I can't do it. It's in your hands. It's in your hands. And there's a moment when she pulled him up out of the bull, but she could have said, I'm done. He's not mine. He's Hebrews. And slug him into the Nile. But the scripture says she pulled him into her bosom and loved him like her own. And if you learn to release it to God, God will even let unholy people. God will work with people that don't even know him and put his love in them to take care of what you can't. Because it will be more dangerous for them to stay in the state they're in with you and for you to release them to God. And out of Moses comes a nation of people. Problems, yes. But then we go to 19. I don't have time to go through all of the problems. But we go to 19. When he called the man, that same child hung upside down out of a bulrush basket. And just because they're upside down today don't mean they'll be upside down in the future. The very one that causes you the most problems may be the leader.
Man, I'm preaching today. The very one that you don't know about, God may be got them upside down, but God may be ready to turn them around, but you just got to release them to God. Don't you judge Moses while he upside down. Because he got a nation in his bosom. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He writes these books. He writes them. He talks about the covenant-keeping God. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God wanted to give you something that's not written on the pages. I don't know what he's doing in me, but I'm prophesying to you, the ones that's upside down, the one that's being held up by your ankle, the stuff that's bothering you the most, God said, release it to me. Lift up your hands and receive the word from the Lord. Release it. Just release it to God. Just see yourself releasing it. You pray under your breath. If Moses' mother or his sister had screamed out, that boy wouldn't have survived. She had to do it secretly. And some of us are way too loud, even in our cry outs. God hear your secret cries. He knows them. And he wants you to have everything you need. He wants you to have everything you need. And it's very important for you to let him do it, to release it unto the Lord. There's somebody in this room that's really catching that word because you're trying to do too much. Trying to fix everything. You will never create a perfect world. It's impossible. The only thing you can do is trust God. Thank you, Lord. That Mosaic covenant is for a nation. Let me say this as we close. Do not try to relive the covenant that he made with Moses and the children of Israel. It's for a nation. You are part of what we call the new covenant. I haven't gotten there yet. And it's even better than the covenant to the nation of Israel. We can learn from the covenant. We can pull revelation out of it. But the covenant was to a nation. Old time Pentecostal folk have read the covenant to the nation and said every woman has to wear white and got to wear a hat, keep your head covered, taking the law of Moses and trying to process it in how we flow. But it wasn't for you. You're not a part of the Israeli nation. You're part of the Gentile world. And your holiness would never come by you obeying those 400 and some odd laws. You're supposed to take the one who fulfilled the law. His name is Jesus, and accept him in your heart. And so people are still tied to perfunction and rituals and Aaronic priesthoods when God wants you to go after Melchizedek, the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace, the House of Bread, the one that brings bread and wine. The one that can bless you and you start increasing more and more. You don't even supposed to fall in love with church. You're supposed to fall in love with Jesus. You're supposed to say his name regularly. Yeah, I love God. I love God. God is real. What about Jesus? Huh? Do you know him? Do you ever call his name? Even minstrels, do you ever call his name? Do you know him? Do you worship him? Get mad at me all day. Anybody, I'm here to lead you to Jesus. That's my job. That's why you're here. To be led to Jesus. And there's a resistance to him. There's a resistance, and we got to break down the resistance.
But when you accept him, you fulfill the law and the prophets. I had to, and so do you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Mosaic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-2711. That's reference number 2203-2711.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. The newest edition of Reveal Magazine is now available. Log on to our website, truthreveal.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. Printed copies are available for $3 at the communication and promotion counter. Ladies, you do not want to miss The View, the 2022 Awaken Women's Rally on Saturday, August 27th from 9 a.m. until noon. This is a free event, however, registration is encouraged. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website for details. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. New members class are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Thank you.